Good morning. I'd like to call the Seventh Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is April 9th, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 10 of our HUNCA session. Congressman Maker, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, it'd be an honor, Madam Speaker. I'm going to pray in our Osage language and then English. In tatsu wakante, tatsu wakante jinke. Hapa kaha I raha wanake tali kumbra. De awata tsepai. Toce nikashi ankale apa. Ankola ankola xita kumbra. Dali adakshi kumbra. Tata owala kikapi uhekapi inche. Jinkazi apa, no nikashi apa. Takere wala bikumbra. Akite takere wala bikumbra. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day, and we want to ask you to forgive us of our wrongdoings, our sins, and give us your blessing. And we're going to thank you and for all that you've done for our people all through the centuries, since even the olden days. We've come to you when we needed help and we needed something, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for all you've done for us. We're going to ask you to continue to bless us and our people and keep our elders and our children safe and our service members, all service people, medical, whatever field they're in, to give them strength, Lord, to fight this disease that's overcome our country. So we're going to ask you to also comfort those who are grieving and are currently having medical, any kind of medical trouble. But we just need so much, Heavenly Father. So we're going to ask you to give us guidance and courage to do the right thing for our people. And we're going to ask all these things, Heavenly Father, in your Son's holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Brandy. I am here in attendance.
We haven't called roll yet, but thank you.
I apologize. Roll call, I thought you did. Thank you.
Clerk.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Let's see.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 8th.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
I don't think that's how you spell night, is it?
No, it is not. Thank you.
motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second, Maker.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Say
yeah.
No. Okay, the journal for April 8th is approved as amended. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning regarding bill number ONCA 21-36. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed. Three yes votes are Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse.
Thank you. Any other select committees? Hearing none, standing committees.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, ma'am. Government operations met yesterday to consider legislation. Bill number ONCA 2137, an act to amend the Anti-Alienation Act at 25 ONCA subsect 2-103 regarding properties in the NAHASDA home ownership program and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Good Fox. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Maker, Keene, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Do you need something? Okay, or do we have another standing committee report from government operations? Clerk?
Just a second, please. Not to my knowledge, everything else, I believe, well, I take that back. ONCR 2106 was just filed. Nope. That is.
It's my understanding that the gaming.
Commerce.
Resolution.
Commerce. There's okay. A commerce.
All right.
Resolution.
What's the number?
ONCR 2106 for the annual plan amendment.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. All right, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land met yesterday regarding ONCR 2106. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Stabler, Shaw, Keene, and Rebard, and Lemon.
Thank you. Okay, next is bill introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any bills or resolutions to introduce? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 21-45, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Gray Horse Indian Village for a cemetery gate and fencing and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. ONCA 2145 is assigned to the Culture Committee. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Third reading. ONCA 2136, an act to amend ONCA 2076 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $50,000 to financial assistance services for crisis assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Good Fox is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Is there any member of Congress who would like to speak for or against this bill? Hearing none, Congresswoman Good Fox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening. This morning at 9:24, you received the fiscal analysis for ONCA 2076. This would leave us with a figure of $243.61 And as you know, a little over a month ago, month and a half ago, Texas and Oklahoma received temperatures that were unusual. The amount of requests coming in for crisis assistance tend to go up when things like that occur, and that's exactly what happened. We haven't even gotten into the tornado season, as well as possible flooding. I'm sure that many of you remember a few years ago we had an unusual amount of rain, and so to make sure that we stay ahead of the requests that are coming in, I urge you to vote yes for this $50,000 appropriation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2136 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2136 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2136 is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congressman Keene.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting will meet. Let's go ahead and meet at 10:25. It'll be on this slide today. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.
Second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we're adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.